Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Ron, the more I think about this Audible situation, the more incredible it is. I mean, Jerry Dulac did a great job of breaking this down in the Post-Gazette today. Read this at postgazette.com. With specific examples, as big a play as there was in the game, Trubisky said he would like to have called an audible on 3rd and 8 in the fourth quarter. As it turned out, it was the Steelers' last offensive play. When he saw the Patriots in zero coverage, meaning no safety help in the deep portions of the field. However, the Patriots were showing a three-man blitz on the weak side, and Trubisky had to dump the ball to running back Najee Harris for a two-yard gain. I'm sorry. This was their second last possession I'm thinking of.
That is the one that Deontay thought he was open.
That's right. And the last one was the one where Trubisky underthrew Najee. So second last possession. Your quarterback, who's a six-year NFL veteran, comes to the line at a critical moment, a critical moment against somebody who could be fighting you for a playoff spot down the road, a wild card spot, a game-winning moment, maybe a playoff-winning moment.
And you can't make the change.
And you have to stand there and call Matt Canada's play like a robot? And that's not like an intricate read. I don't think that takes, you know, Peyton Manning to see, oh, wait, they have nobody back. Let's go deep. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
This is incredible.
Why play the guy if you have no faith in him or that little faith in him?
And great stuff by Jerry Dulac here. And Trubisky then said, I'd like to get into a different play at the line of scrimmage. I've seen that look before. I wish I would have got us into a better play at the time. But Ron, he didn't have the freedom. What a story, really.
And he
when
says,
you think
I,
about
I
what
don't
a
even
story
know what
this
plays
is.
I can audible and what plays I can't.
Why did the Steelers bring in Mitch Trubisky? I thought it was because he had a ton of talent. That's why he was drafted second overall. And he had done a little bit of winning in the NFL. So experience and talent, and they're accentuating neither. Am I right about that?
Accentuating, don't make mistakes. Be careful with the ball.
And you better damn well call what we call. Don't right. change the play. Wow. Is that incredible?
It's a major. I think it's a huge deal too.
And it's only the second most ridiculous audibling story in the past 2 years. Last year it was Ben Roethlisberger, first ballot Hall of Famer, 2 decades behind center, wasn't allowed to audible. Are you blanking?
Fill my memory in. Was he not allowed to audible, or was he talking about how they just didn't have enough in on the no-huddle offense to be able to use it?
I'll look that up right now.
I thought he was talking about how, you know, I'd like to use the no-huddle, but we don't have any plays in for it. I thought. You might be
that
right.
That sounds familiar.
You might be right, Joe.
Let me go back and look, Ron. Why don't you and Folesy entertain the masses, because this is important. This is important
I
stuff.
Thought he was complaining that he didn't have any options inside the 2 minutes,
yeah,
inside the no-huddle.
It's both. Here's from, let's see, October 6th, just about a calendar year ago, Jerry Dulac. Roethlisberger's freedom to run the Steelers' offense is being limited, if not stripped, by coordinator Matt Canada and coach Mike Tomlin. So, he's not allowed to run the no-huddle offense that he has used with much success for his first 17
success.
Years. And in most crucial situations that Tomlin refers to as weighty moments, he is restricted from calling audibles at the line of scrimmage.
So it is both.
This is incredible.
It's incrinculant.
He keeps getting to the word before
I know.
Me.
It's incrinculant.
You're right, Ron. It's beyond incredible. It's incredible and excellent. It's incrinculant.
It's
what is my and I have to ask the overriding question. Mean, what is Tomlin doing?
There's no doubt he's in charge. He's the boss. I mean, it's one thing, to do it with Kenny Pickett as a rookie, even Mitch Trubisky, but Roethlisberger, 17 years into the league, you don't think he's seen everything and from here to wherever a zillion times
yes.
in the league.
Yes. The fact
that makes no sense.
The fact that Mike Tomlin gave Canada the autonomy over Ben, his offense and his eyes and his play calls took precedence over what Ben was seeing. A guy who's never done a thing in the NFL, who had one great year as Pitt's coordinator. This is Tomlin's right now, and it could change. It could change. Canada could turn it around. But right now, this is Mike Tomlin's worst episode, most damning episode
Waterloo?
As Steelers coach,
his
I think.
Waterloo?
His
what
Waterloo.
Do you think?
I honestly believe that. Do you guys? This is the situation that is making him look worse than any other as Steelers
but
coach.
But we talked about that all the whole offseason when he came back, Joe, that this would be Tomlin's biggest gamble mm-hmm. as a coach, right?
Yep.
We
yes.
talked about that at
yep.
length.
The Matt Canada error. The Matt Canada debacle is Tomlin's Waterloo. But Waterloo would imply it would mean the end of Tomlin.
End of Tomlin.
I don't think
no,
it will.
It's a little strong.
What's a better word? It's Tomlin's the opposite of masterpiece.
This is low point, I mean.
Yeah.
No, we need a better word than that, Ron. I'm going to look up masterpiece and then antonym. Will you and Falsey?
I mean, part of me, honestly.
When are we doing the Wheel of Football?
Yeah, forget the Wheel of Football. We've just been handed candy here.
Part of me kind of almost respects Tomlin for his just sheer loyalty to a guy that he brought in of like, hey, we brought this guy in. We're going to stick by him and his principles no matter what. But then if it comes down to this guy,
you go down too.
Right.
I mean, I never, you know.
But he doesn't. That's why he feels the freedom to be able to do this and to stay with it because he knows he's safer than any coach in the league.
But that
he's the only guy who gets away with
that
this.
That doesn't mean that Art II won't stop in and say, hey, you got to make a change at offensive coordinator.
Man, I wish he would. I wish he would. And the other thing, I think you alluded to this yesterday, Ron, was assistant coaches who, from what you know, didn't really enjoy working with Canada. So what's your response to that if you're Tomlin? Not to say, this is troublesome.
Right.
Their response instead is, well, let's double down and go find guys who have already worked with him that he likes who like him.
Bring in the NC State staff. Right.
And the running backs coach used to work with him. I think he was already here.
They just sold out for this guy.
Yeah, that's the incredible part of all the people to sell out for. I mean, if it was Dick LeBeau or somebody like that, I
can't
understand.
Get over that Merrill Hodge line yesterday, though. Pitt has more pro concepts in their offense.
Yeah.
He said what this guy does is, what was the word he used?
I don't know. I don't remember. Just gimmicky.
Yeah, he said it's not the basis of an offense.
He said those should be wrinkles, not your base
offense.
That's
a word I was looking
not
for.
Not a foundation.
Wrinkles. Yeah. Wrinkles.
This is Tomlin's catastrophe, his flop. You each pick the best word. His disaster, his debacle, his fiasco, his fizzle, his turkey, loser, clunker, dud, or washout. Which one of these
turkey?
Is the Matt K's turkey? You like that?
Tomlin's turkey.
I like Cowher's word, though, better. After a bad game, he goes, it's a debacle.
It is a debacle.
It was a debacle.
I'm just blown away by this. I am. I mean,
and the more football people you talk to, we talk to Todd Haley, you listen to Merrill Hodge, it just makes you wonder what there was going on over there.
What can you imagine? Well, the only thing I can imagine, it would be the obvious, that Tomlin is very much taken with Matt Canada's ideas and thinks they're going to work.
This is why I said earlier that I think they make a change at quarterback before they make a change at offensive coordinator.
The Morning Guys had a very good conversation on that topic, and I want to see if you guys agree with this. The best way, other than completely turning it around, which I don't think any of us really foresee at the moment with Trubisky and Canada, the best way for Canada to keep his job after the season is to have Pickett actually play this year and have it go pretty well.
Yeah.
Because that's your future.
Something to build on for the future.
Right. Like, oh, wow, this is the guy we want working with our future quarterback. I see that. If I'm him, I'm rooting for Kenny Pickett to play at this point because that's going to be my only shot at salvation.
And I think the Steelers want to see him work with Kenny Pickett, see if it's any different.
I don't know about that. If you believe Chris Hoke, who says they really are committed to having Pickett learn and watch, maybe even for the whole year. I believe that.
What, Ron? I didn't hear the second part of that.
I said, do you believe Hoke when he said, you know, his theory is the Steelers really want Pickett to sit and watch and learn and be absolutely ready. I truly
believe think plans change.
Well, there's no doubt. You know, obviously plans can change.
I also don't think it's a good plan myself, but.
I mean, in a perfect world, sure. But this is far from a perfect world, what we're watching with this offense.
By the way, as the receivers have crept in as a possible culprit for all this, the offensive line has lessened as a culprit. They're getting good grades across the league, I see. So if the idea behind, one of the ideas behind not playing Pickett was we don't want to put him behind this offensive line, that's starting to fizzle a little bit.
They've been better than I thought protecting Trubisky.
Yeah.
I'm still not sure on the run blocking. This will be a test. You said Garrett and Betonio are both going to play now. Is that the word?
Yes, that's the word out of Cleveland.
They're going to have their hands full with Garrett.
Well, when you mention the run blocking, couldn't you make the argument they're being hamstrung if you believe Merrill Hodge that Canada's motions and such are bringing defenders into the box?
Almost amateurish.
And we know that the Patriots played with one safety back. That's it, which tells me they had more guys dedicated to the run. So I'm not sure anybody could. The way to open up the run is to make people believe you can beat them deep.
Right.
Down the middle of the field, right? And maybe get a lead?
That would help.
I mean, we say this part.
Maybe get a lead? I mean, the way the Patriots finished the game the other day, we've sat there and watched
Although
Jerome
they did have Bettis. They did have the lead most of the time in Cincinnati, right? They were ahead of that game the whole way because Cincinnati
that's true.
Pulled it out.
Yeah, that's
I mean, they
true.
Were ahead
they
most
did.
Of the game.
They did. But
and
I'm talking in general to have the ball late and a chance to put down the hammer. Maybe they did in Cincy. Now I can't remember the details. Yeah, they did.
I mean,
actually.
Mick had the interception on the second play of the game. It was 7-0.
I'm talking about late, the way the Patriots finished that game the other day. Right. It's the way you and I have seen the Steelers finish games.
Give the ball to Jerome.
Decades.
Give the ball to Jerome.
Or Le'Veon or anybody else.
And end the game.
So let's decide. The Matt Canada situation, once again, is Tomlin's fiasco, debacle.
Debacle, that's my choice.
Turkey, dud, loser, clunker, catastrophe, flop, washout, fizzle, or disaster?
Travesty?
Like Tomlin's travesty. Yeah.
That was a good one.
And what was yours, Ron?
Debacle.
Tomlin's debacle. Tomlin's turkey, I think, is my favorite one.
Another text says Tomlin is urinating down his leg.
That's pretty good based off his quote.
Pretty good.
Yeah. Just mind-boggling. Of all the people to double down on, I don't get it. I just don't get it. I really don't.
I don't either.
I trust Matt Canada's eyes and resume
based on
and
what?
Play-calling ability over Ben Roethlisberger. As he's standing at the line of scrimmage, seeing things he's seen literally thousands of times before. Wow. All right, Ron. You want to do a little Wheel of Football before Rod Woodson?
I was hoping to do a Wheel of Football.
We'll do that next with our friend and yours, the Fulzenator. Yeah, my daughter's not going to the mall after all, so I have time to play golf, Ron. And I intend to at Mount Lebanon, and I shall. Fulzy, you got a Wheel of Football, please?
Yes, I do. Here we go. Let me find the wheel here real quickly.
Ron loves the sound of the wheel. It soothes him.
It really does.
Almost as much as the pop top in a six pack.
I go to one Bruce Arians first in the aftermath of Sunday's incident, the brawl between the Buccaneers and the Saints. We know that Mike Evans has been suspended for one game. There's also now been an investigation into what the heck Bruce Arians was doing. On the sidelines, was part of the altercation, was at least mouthing off to somebody there. And one Antonio Brown was one of the first on Twitter, by the way, to kind of try to break this news, saying, per source, the NFL sent a warning letter to Bruce Arians and the Buccaneers regarding his sideline activities on Sunday. Said the source to Arians' behavior moving forward, he'll comply, with just a picture of Bruce Arians.
B.A., I love him. One of my all-time favorite characters. He had no business being down there. I guess he'll comply by staying upstairs.
Wait, is he not allowed down there, or he's just not allowed to engage in that? Why can't he be down there, Ron? Do they concern?
I don't know if you're allowed between the 35s or something. I mean, he could be on the sideline. I'm not sure on that, Joe.
I think it was more about where he was.
When this first happened, I thought it was old footage of Bruce Arians.
Me too.
He looked like he was the head coach.
Yes. I actually love that he did this. And I think he should do it again.
He is an amazing character.
He was properly in the bench area generally, but he was clearly in the white stripe reserved for officials, players, and coaches during the altercation.
Good. Let him do it again.
So that's what it is. All right.
There's the wheel, Ron. Do you like that?
I love it.
The Pro Football Hall of Fame announced 129 modern era nominees for its 2023 class. 9 first-timers included. You ready for these first-time nominees?
How about we do this? You say a nominee, Ron says his gut feel, and I say my gut feel, yes or no Hall of Famer.
Yes.
And one of them is going to be Pitt's number 10th guy going in.
Just say yes or no.
First ballot.
All right.
And Ron, there's no other considerations, not how many people get in, not who's out, just gut feel, yes or no.
We'll start with the man that you're mentioning, Ron. That is defensive back Darrell Revis.
In.
Yes. Yes.
I think he'll become Pitt's 10th guy in the Hall of Fame.
Wow.
Another defensive back, Cam Chancellor.
Not for me. He was part of the Legion of Boom.
Yes, he was.
I guess the fact I'm hesitating is a no, but he was really good.
Running back, Chris Johnson. He of the 2,000-yard season.
Not a Hall of Famer.
I guess you're
hesitating.
But then I think if I started a football team and could have Chris Johnson or Frank Gore on my team, Chris Johnson was amazing. He had a 2,000-yard season. Yes. Yes.
All right. Offensive lineman, Joe Thomas.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Yes.
Yes.
He have never had a winning season in his entire career, I believe.
I don't think he ever missed a play, did he? I mean, he was an Iron Man.
Did he never have a winning season, Ron?
I don't think.
Oh, my God.
He might not have.
I think he had one or two.
I don't think he did.
Is that
yes,
right?
He did.
Yeah.
Didn't he?
He had to have.
Yes, he did.
Was he there with Derek Anderson that one year they went 10-6?
Yeah.
Six?
Yeah, yeah.
He was there forever.
Yeah. Another offensive lineman, Jahari Evans.
Don't know enough about him without doing the research.
Me neither.
Defensive end, Dwight Freeney.
I would say yes.
Yes, emphatically.
He was a dominating player.
The spin move.
Emphatically, yes.
I'll skip the linebackers because there's a notable name in there as well.
Well,
punter.
Why are you skipping them?
Because I want to save it to the end.
Oh, okay.
A little tease.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
A little tease.
I'm sorry I interrupted also.
Punter.
I didn't mean that at
Shane
all.
Shane Leckler.
Don't interrupt again.
No.
Who?
A punter. In Shane Leckler.
No.
No.
He sucked.
No love for the punter, huh?
No, he was good. I don't even know if he was good.
He was good.
He's
was
a punter.
He? Yeah.
He's a punter.
Well, I think a punter can get in, but not
How
Shane
many?
Leckler.
Ray Guy, is he the only one?
Josh Miller should be in.
Go
He's
ahead.
He's had a 100.
Punts in the
you know
Super
what
Bowl.
Josh Miller's past career passer rating was?
1,000.
158.3 is one for
Perfect.
One.
Perfect. All right, linebacker Navarro Bowman.
No.
If he had stuck around
hurt.
Longer.
He got hurt, right? That's a Penn State guy?
Yeah, he was great. And I'm a little torn on that, but no.
And linebacker, James Harrison.
Oh.
Not quite enough.
Yes.
Not quite enough.
Yes. Would James Harrison be in my Hall of Fame? No, because it would be only for the greats of the greats of the greats. But that would make for a rotten TV show, Folsy, every year to have nobody up on the podium, wouldn't it? Based on who's already in, James Harrison should be in.
Well, he's
I agree with that.
Great, maybe the greatest play in Super Bowl history. He also was a defensive player of the year.
It's pretty good
Just
combo.
Just not quite enough, though, for me. Not quite enough.
Thank you, Folsy.
Thank you, Joe.
You're still going?
We got to make room for Rod Woodson here.
You've gone nuts. One more question?
Sorry. Yeah, one more. Kyler Murray, did you guys see the fan slapping him in the face, apparently?
Yeah. Guy. Now they're saying he got wound up to punch him.
That wasn't good.
Rest the guy. Assault.
That was ridiculous,
it
actually.
Is.
He has filed a police report. There's some angles of that video, though, that suggest that it was just a high five gone wrong, an attempted high five.
You know what?
Gone
I'd have
wrong.
To look at it again. I saw a very, very fleeting, I'll say, video of it. I don't have an opinion.
How about the guy who threw the water bottle at Jimmy Haslam in Cleveland?
That's not cool. I haven't seen that.
Should he have put himself in that position to begin with?
Position to have a water bottle thrown at him?
No, Kyler Murray, to go up to the fans like that and be.
You do excitable things when you're excited.
Well, yeah.
What you know, after the miracle he just pulled off.
Yeah, I don't know that I can blame him for that, Folsy. Can you?
I'm asking as a part another angle to this story since
I'm
you didn't have an opinion on the first part.
Oh, Ron! That was a late
he's
shot
becoming,
by Folsy.
He's becoming a little more little more bold.
That was a dark to the spine.
You know, we're supposed to be the stars of the show.
Yeah.
And he's like becoming very bold.
That was a dart, Fulzy, and it hurt.
I didn't think it was that much of a dart.
That's a dart, too. Saying it wasn't much of a dart. Double dart, Ron. Rod Woodson next?
Yep.
Legendary. Legendary Rod Woodson is what I should say about that. Thank you, Fulzy. What's cooking? We're waiting Rod Woodson to call in momentarily. What's cooking brought to you by Mr. Reuter?
Thank you, Mr. Reuter.
Call 412-REUTER-2. What's cooking also brought to you by your local GEICO rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet for a great deal in a new or pre-owned vehicle and great service. You'll find it at Sun Chevy. A gusty thunderstorm later with a high of 86% chance the great Rod Woodson is giving us the Belfont snorkel. Ron?
Well, we're 2.5 minutes past when he was supposed to call,
yeah.
And considering we're running out of time,
yeah,
he may not give us the snorkel, but he may not call till like 1:54 after we're done.
75% chance we're getting
That's
the snorkel.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Right now I'm optimistic. I'm at 25%.
Wow. So he's going to come on and promote an episode of a Football
Boy,
Life.
They do a great job with those, don't they?
Joe Theismann was on. That one was on last Friday. I forgot how great he was in college, and he was the MVP of the league in the NFL. The season after he was MVP is when Taylor broke his leg. They had him and Lawrence Taylor at the beginning of the show at what is now decrepit RFK Stadium. It's like an abandoned building, but there's still grass there. So those two walk down the tunnel.
Where it had happened.
Yes, and talk about it. I mean, it's phenomenal. It's an incredible show, Ron.
Well,
It's incrinculent, Joe.
Two things. You mentioned it, Lawrence Taylor. I mentioned who Chris Canty on ESPN today called Micah Parsons the second coming of Lawrence Taylor.
Wow, them are big words.
That is
them are
big
words.
Praise. And the other one, I spent a lot of time watching the Terry Bradshaw Football Life.
Yeah.
Boy, it's so well. They're so well done.
They really are.
They're so well done.
And I'm addicted to them, and I think I've seen all of them. Did you know that he was known until his junior year, I believe, or
You're talking
senior
about Theismann
year?
Now?
Yeah, as Joe Theismann.
Yeah, Theismann is in Heisman.
That's what the PR director said.
Roger Valdeseri at Notre Dame.
That's right, Roger Valdeseri.
Roger, I knew Roger.
Said, Joe, how do you pronounce your last name? He says, Theismann. And Valdeseri says, not anymore.
It's Theismann as in Heisman.
And then he went out, and I actually think he finished second that year. For the Heisman, but he was a phenomenal. His running. Did you know that when he went to Washington, Billy Kilmer and Sonny Jurgensen were the quarterbacks? They both hated his guts because he was young and brash. So they made a pact, even though they didn't like each other either. Enemies of enemies are friends. They said, we're not going to let this dude play. One of us is going to hang on here. So Theismann returned punts, and they showed him he was a good punt returner.
Yeah,
phenomenal
great athlete.
Yeah. I forgot
about
all of that.
Is he the most famous name change, or would Tony Dorsett, when he was in Aliquippa, Hopewell High School, Tony Dorsett, then he became Tony Dorsett.
Just, was there a reason,
I don't
a rhyme
know why,
for that reason?
I don't know why that change was made. I'm just trying to think of other famous guys.
Who Chad Johnson to Chad Ochocinco.
Yeah, that's a total. I'm talking about a pronunciation, though.
Hmm. Well, changes.
Bobby Moore was who? He became
Ahmad Rashad.
Yeah, Bobby Moore, Ahmad Rashad.
How about Lou Alcindor to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar?
Yeah. But those are changes. I'm talking about pronunciations.
Oh.
So
I can't
there's a lot of those. But I remember the Theismann is in Heisman story. Roger Valdeseri.
That's legendary. What isn't legendary is Rod Woodson giving us the Belfont snorkel. You up above 50%, Fulzy?
Yeah.
If he does call now, it's going to be a two-minute drive.
I know.
We're going to have to go to the no huddle, and Joe and I won't be able to audible.
You know, you know what's going to happen is Rod Woodson's going to be on the PM show. He's going to lead off the PM show talking about all this stuff, and he's never shy with an opinion. He's probably going to rip the Steelers' offense and everything else, Fulzy. Not that this is your fault.
No, it is his fault. I think it is.
Is it partially his fault?
I think it's totally
his
fault.
Yeah.
He is the producer of the show.
Tell me why.
You're the producer of the show.
So I have to be Rod Woodson's keeper? I mean, he's got – I'm going through the NFL network.
These people, Folesy, you have to vet them.
Joe, he is becoming much more bold.
He is, isn't he?
Much more bold.
Ron, you came after me here.
Much
you said
more
it's all my fault.
Bold.
I'm agreeing with him, Folesy. You have to vet the people a little tighter.
Oh, it's vet. It's through the network.
Especially when
reached out to
when
me.
When we're at this point of our program where we don't have much
There's
time.
There's the hotline ringing.
There's the
Here's
hotline.
What are the
we going to say hi, Rod, and he's going to say hi, and we have to go?
I don't think we should
what
put
do
him
we do
on,
here?
Joe. That's not. We can't put him on.
I think we can go till 57.
Oh, what are we
going to
say hi, Rod?
Ron, what are we doing here?
I don't know.
Folesy's on the phone with Rod Woodson.
I know.
The show's over.
I know.
Do we pass him to the PM team?
He thinks we should keep him.
Till 57?
Ask him one question. What do you think of the Steelers' offense?
Pretty good. Thanks, Rod. Bye. Is he there? Ron, let's go to the great Rod Woodson, the legendary Rod Woodson. I think perhaps one of the greatest 10 football players of all time. He's on the Nemecolon fan hotline. He is going to be the subject of A Football Life. That's Friday at 9 p.m. Rod, we appreciate you calling in, and we got to get right to it. What do you think of this Steelers offense? What do you think of Trubisky? What's going wrong here?
Well, you know, I think Mike didn't want to put the young player Pickett under fire first part of the season, especially with this third week being on a short week. Trubisky probably gave him a better opportunity just because he's been a starting quarterback in the National League before. But I think we all can say that Trubisky's not the future of the Pittsburgh Steelers offense at the quarterback position. I think we can all say that. And I, you know, if anybody thought otherwise going into the year, I would love to see Pickett play with these young players on offense. You got young receivers, you got a young running back. We still got some issues on offensive line, but I think to let those guys grow together and to mature together and have a chemistry together on the field is really going to help this football team later in the year. So I would love to see them pick an opportunity. Obviously, they're not going to do it on a short week, but hopefully after this week, they'll get that opportunity come next week.
Rod, you're one of the greatest defensive backs ever. How much easier is it to play defense, especially in the secondary, when you know the other team isn't even going to take a shot down the field?
It's a lot easier, I can tell you that. You can set on a lot of routes. If you're not going to throw the ball deep, if you're not going to make them feel uncomfortable stretching the field, the distance-wise, outside of the whiff, then you know, all the DBs should set their feet at 15 yards and say, you know what, they don't run deep routes. So, you know, that would be not even – I wouldn't even second guess it. As soon as I see a guy or a quarterback or a team not throwing the ball deep, in my mind, I'm setting all my routes.
Rod Woodson on the Nemecolon fan hotline. We both took a guess as to how you would answer this question, Rod. Ron Cook here next to me said Joe Montana. I said he's going to say Dan Marino. Who's the greatest quarterback you ever faced?
Dan Marino.
By
far.
By far, Rod.
Yeah, and I say this because this is what we do with quarterbacks. We say quarterbacks that win Super Bowls are great, right? Even if they had something to do with it, even though they played the position, but they didn't have great games, they still – first of all, they're going to win the MVP every single year at the Super Bowl, right? That's like a given. You know, any other position that wins it that's remarkable. That's the first thing. Secondly, you think about Dan Marino. Dan Marino never really had a great defense, right? Had Eminem boys, right? Never had a great running back. And think about what he did in his time frame. When the rules were slated against him, so you could hit the guys down the field. You can hit him high, low, out of the pocket, in the pocket. You could do anything you want to do down the field. Collisions down the field where it looks like crazy hard. And he threw for 5,000 yards, I think, what is that, a 91? If he played in today's rules, he would throw for 6,500 to 7,000 yards. He can just sling it at no. You could. He did a great job of moving. You know, Danny can't run. Danny can't run the 20 yards probably in 4 seconds. but he can slide inside. He can slide in and out of that pocket, and he can throw the ball down the field accurately. The ball didn't go too far past his ear, and he still can get it 60 yards down the field, 50 yards down the field. That's what made him so tough.
Rod, we got a minute left here. We got to pass off to the afternoon show, but I want to ask you about A Football Life. I'm addicted to this show. What are we going to see here? Tell us maybe about a story that we don't know about or tease to one. I can't wait to watch this.
I mean, I'm a boring person. They did a story on a boring guy.
No.
But, you know, you get to see my life growing up as a kid, as a biracial kid in Indiana. All the stories that my family went through, that my mother and father went through, that I even went through, growing up in Indiana, even with meeting my wife, who her family didn't even like me when we first met. So it's one of those interesting stories about life and culture and race intertwined with a player who played in the National Football League and played pretty good football.
Rod, I remember the first time I met you was when you were holding out your rookie year with the Steelers, and I think you ran in a track meet in Indianapolis, if I'm not mistaken. Was that the U.S. Nationals or something?
Yes, it is.
I mean, yep, I remember that vividly. I mean, you could have been you were a track star in addition to a football star.
I love track, man. I wish when I came in, when I got my professional status, I can still have my amateur status in track and field. Because I would have kept running. Unfortunately, that didn't happen until 92 when they got the dream team for basketball. But by that time, it was too late for me to keep running track.
Rod, we appreciate you joining us. I honestly can't wait to watch this.
Look forward
to it. Your Steeler highlights, your Raven highlights, all of that's going to be awesome. Thanks for coming on.
I appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Take care.
Joe? Let's do this again tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. What do you think?
I think you owe Folesy an apology.
I owe Folesy an apology.
Yeah.
You were with me on it. We both do, if I do.
All right. At the count of three, we'll both say, we're sorry, Folesy. One, two, three.
We're sorry, Folesy.
See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Good night.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.